Artistic director for the Waterside Summer Series, Beverly Harris, was presented with the King's Coronation Medal in recognition of her service and outstanding contributions to her community, Ontario, and Canada for the arts. The award was presented by Canadian Senator Peter Harder at a ceremony on February 9th at St. Paul's Church on Amherst Island. Harris has been the artistic director with the Waterside Summer Series for 20 years. The series has become well known in the area for bringing A-list performers to Amherst Island. Harris spoke with us this week and described her experience in receiving the award, as well as noting the hard work of board members.
It was a surprise, for sure. It was quite thrilling and humbling, I would have to say. And certainly credit goes to a lot of our board members, past and present, who, of course, work very hard as well. It's not just one person, of course, that pulls something off like this. I certainly share the recognition with all of the people that have worked hard with me over the last 20 years to make Waterside what it is. And our patrons and sponsors, very, very faithful. I guess the pressure on me is that they expect to hear nothing but the best.
The board handles promotion work and events postings, as well as publishing a brochure for the Waterside Summer Series. Harris describes Senator Harder's connection to the series.
Peter Harder happens to be a good friend of a couple on the island. So when she first told me that I was receiving this, I said, "Did you have something to do with this?" And she said, "Absolutely not." But because he is a good friend of theirs, he actually has attended Waterside concerts, unknown to me, and recently has become a sponsor as well.
Harris explains the unique experience for attendees of the Waterside Summer Series.
A sold-out concert is only 150 people, so it's a very up-close, intimate, personal experience, and the patrons get to schmooze with the performers after the concert as well, which doesn't always happen when you go to a concert in a large hall that seats hundreds of people.
Harris describes how they create a unique experience for performers as well.
One thing that we do for our performers is that we cover the costs of their accommodation for two nights on the island, and we provide all of their food and refreshments while they're here. After every concert, we have a buffet supper reception, which the performers absolutely love because it's like a party. And the people that are invited to that are the people that are our sponsors.
Harris notes the different sponsorship levels and how they relate to the island.
Depending on the level of their donation, they're categorized as certain kind of owls, because, of course, the island is known for its different owls that brings many birders to the island. That seems to appeal to people as well, being categorized as a certain kind of owl.
Harris describes the joy of artists coming back to play again and why they decide to do so.
I find the longer I'm doing it, the easier it seems to become to line up wonderful artists. For one thing, they like to come back, and I think it's because we treat them so well. And they realize that our audience, a few of them have said to me over the years, they can sense how the audience is paying such close attention and is really giving back to the performers.
Harris talks about the food they offer and a feature returning artist.
Often the performers say, "We never get treated like this." You know, so often they get handed their check and thank you very much and goodbye, and they pick up a hamburger somewhere on the way home or whatever, I guess. But with us, it's a real groaning board and lots of wine and beer or whatever they fancy flowing as well. In fact, one of the outstanding trios that we have coming this year, the Griffin Trio, they are Canadian, but they're considered one of the finest trios in the world today, and they're coming back to us for their seventh appearance on Waterside. So they're on the front cover of our brochure this year.
Harris highlights the first children's performance they had at the Waterside Summer Series and notes another one upcoming in the future.
The majority of our audience tends to be senior citizens, although last year we had a children's concert, a free children's concert, where one of our performers that was going to be doing a full concert later in the day, did a 1 hour show for children. And of course, they came along with their parents or grandparents or whoever was bringing them. That was a big success. And we managed to get a grant to cover the cost of that. And we're doing it again this year with a trio that we have coming.
The free one-hour children's concert will take place on August 19th at 11:15 a.m. The Poulenc Trio will then put on a full concert at 3:15 in the afternoon. More information and the full schedule of performances can be found on the Waterside Summer Series website. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.